1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere, WGCH New Center Time 751. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing okay. All right. Give us kind of get an overview, first of all, of the legislative session completed last week. Your thoughts about some of the maybe the goods and the bads and maybe even some of the uglies. Who knows, right?
Yeah, there was goods and bads. I was relatively more pleased with this legislative session than past ones on the whole. I'll start with the negatives and end with the goods. But I think that we probably spent too much money, which eventually we as taxpayers, especially in Greenwich, are going to be paying in the future. I think we lacked adequate action to reduce the tax burden, reduce energy costs, and reduce healthcare costs. But I also think there were some positives. And I think the biggest positive was on the issue of local control of zoning and housing issues. And we know that we've had so much of that local discretion taken away over the years. This was the first session, maybe in over a decade, that we've actually been able to get some of that local discretion back. I was happy to co-author two bills that passed on that front. One to return basic rights to charter changes, including related to planning and zoning decisions to municipalities. And the other was to make it easier for towns and cities to obtain a moratorium under the 830G affordable housing law. So if you add housing in a short period of time, you can get a moratorium, an exemption for 4 years under 830G. And I think that will result in New Canaan getting an exemption for several years this year, and Greenwich maybe in a year or two. So there was actual progress on bipartisan fashion on several measures that I was happy to be part of, and we were able to stop some of the major kind of anti-local control efforts as well. So that's probably the main reason I'm happy.
Okay. Talk about some other things that you got passed, including energy reform.
Yeah, well, we know that that Eversource and the utilities generally don't always provide an adequate service for the price we're paying. One new law that I was happy to pass was, and co-author, in fact, with my Democratic colleague on the Energy Committee, was a law that will give third parties the ability to compete with Eversource and the utilities on certain energy infrastructure projects. Recently, we saw Eversource announce that they want to pull back investments from certain energy infrastructure projects because they said they're not getting enough profit in Connecticut. Well, and Senator Needleman and I decided to, in some ways, call their bluff and say, well, if you don't want to do it, then we're going to write into law that on certain projects, we're opening it up to competition. And so we were able to pass that into law. I think it was unanimous in the Senate. And generally in the last 2 years, he and I have been proud of the fact that we're strengthening, oversight of for consumers of the electric utilities in a historic fashion. So that's important. We need a balanced regulatory environment so consumers can feel confident that they're getting a better deal here in Connecticut in the future.
Okay, and to clarify, is that with the Eversource's announcement, they're cutting back, $100 billion a year over the next 5 years in projects? Is
correct.
That
right? Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, also expanded access to birth control.
Yeah, well, that's going to be implemented this year. I co-authored a new law that will give women greater access to oral contraceptives in the state, allowing trained and licensed pharmacists to prescribe it and enabling women to get access to that through their insurance as well. That's something that's been tried in, I think, 10 or 20 other states with very positive results. So that will be rolling out through the Department of Public Health this year. And is also something I'm very proud of because it's a proven way to improve outcomes and give women more choice.
What about passed one to employment. What about that? And that's something, you know, we need workers in this state. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we constantly hear about the need for more state workers and candidates for state jobs and difficulty we have filling some of those state jobs. Well, I'm of the belief that credentials, college degrees, not always indicative of ability, especially because more than half the population doesn't have a college degree. Well, Connecticut's going to become one of a few states now, thanks to a bill I co-wrote with the help of the Department of Administrative Services and worked with Representative Rojas, the House Majority Leader, in order to pass a law that says Connecticut will not require college degrees for state work unless it's a necessary part of the credentials. So obviously, if you're going to be a civil engineer, you need an engineering degree. But if you're going to be a clerk, if you're going to be an administrator in the state government, you should be judged based on the totality of your experience, your qualifications broadly, not simply whether you have a college degree or not. I think this is inclusive, pro-economic opportunity, and it will result in taxpayers having better services and better candidates ultimately to hire for state government.
And then finally, we spoke with the Connecticut Business and Industry Association earlier this hour about a bill that the governor says he'll veto about striking workers getting unemployment or funding while they're on strike. What do you feel about that? And will the governor veto it, do you think?
Well, listen, if you want to go on strike, you're not working. And so I don't see why you'd get paid or expect to be paid. And certainly not by taxpayers. And it's pretty funny up in Hartford. Sometimes, there's a joke, I think, within the Democratic caucus that they call Lamont their Republican governor. Obviously, that's a little tongue-in-cheek. But on issues like this, I'm glad we have the governor agreeing with Republicans in the legislature again, that this is not a kind of a middle-of-the-road common-sense policy. It's a policy where, you know, one party is showing that they're kind of they feel indebted to the labor unions who spend a lot of money on their elections, and that wasn't the case for Lamont. So I'm glad he's vetoing it. We need to come together and find common ground on policy. We can't go all the way to the left, or obviously won't go all the way to the right in Connecticut either. But we need to find common ground. That's when we find the best policies, and this wasn't one where we're finding a middle-of-the-road reasonable policy. So I'm very pleased that the governor says he plans to veto it.
All right. Thanks very much, State Senator Ryan Fazio, for your time this morning. We'll talk again next month. Take care.
Great talking to you, Tony. Have a good day.
That's State